It's Monday, July 9th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. Keith Falter Overstock, welcome to the Black Knight studio. This is Con O'Muinicon, and I'm on Skype with Raymond King, who's the CEO of a company called Top Level Design. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thanks, Con.
Now, Ray, you've been on the podcast before, or rather its predecessor, the Technology.ie show. At the time, we were talking about a new product of yours, which had just been launched, and that was you're a domain registry or a provider of top-level domains. Specifically, after the last time we spoke, you had just launched .wiki and .inc. And since then, you've acquired a great name and you're making great strides with .design. We'll talk a little bit about .inc and .wiki maybe briefly, Ray, but I wanted to talk to you about design. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about design is that you guys have just brought out a report highlighting the way some big, big brands are using .design, specifically companies we're talking about like Facebook and Uber and people like that. So these are big brands, and they're putting a lot of effort into their own brand marketing and their own sales channel, for example, on whatever it is, .com. But they are making very interesting use of a .design name. How are they using .design domains, Raymond?
Yeah, so when we, you know, most of the larger companies that are using .design are not using it as their primary site, but as an additional site specifically designed to speak to their design communities. So, you know, we all know to go to Facebook.com for the regular site, but at Facebook.design, they've got a great site which has a bunch of content that is aimed at connecting with designers. And also there's kind of a recruitment angle to it also. It's kind of like, you know, here's all the things that we're doing. Here's some videos. Here's some interesting design thinking articles, etc. And as well, here's information about careers at Facebook. And I think there's some other companies that are, you know, kind of using it in that same vein. Uber, Booking, .design, Telecom, which is T-Mobile's parent company out of Germany.
When you're talking about a big brand like that, there's a lot of work put into design, obviously, and it's really at the core of what they're doing, whether it's visuals and optics and user experience or any aspect of design. It really is key, but it's not something that you would necessarily talk about perhaps on the main company blog, even, for example. It's interesting, and it's one of the use cases, I think, that people were predicting for new top-level domains when they'd come out, that you'd have this variation of top-level domain extensions, and that brand names could use them in different ways. I know in Black Knight we use different ones for different purposes, and we have blackknight.tech for our status updates, and we have other ones as well. We're not using a .design, I think, at the moment, but we might start thinking about that. It's not something perhaps that we talk about too much, but it's interesting, I think, that that's been your experience, hasn't it been, that that big brands are using this as another channel, as another hat to put on, if you like.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. When we, 5 years ago, before any of the new TLDs were released, many of us in the industry thought that this would be a great use case, and trying to get people out of the mindset of just one domain for your company. And I think that the majority of the names that are being sold aren't really in that category yet, but we're beginning to see that. And design's not the only TLD. I mean, there's some good examples. I think Slack uses Slack.engineering as well. And, you know, the number of companies use their .blog is a great example. You know, almost every company over a certain size as a blog. Mm. So it's just a very easy way for people to remember where these different resources are. And I think that they want to speak to a subset of their audience. So like with design, they don't necessarily, you know, Facebook's not going to want to put that on their main site, because they're really speaking to people who are in either within their organization or around their organization focused on design.
And there's a variation, I think, in some how some of these big brands are using it. So Facebook, obviously, and Uber and those you've mentioned. Dropbox are using it as well. And they're really talking on that site, I think, about how they are. They're talking about user features and things like that on the Dropbox.design site, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, actually, yes. And Dropbox, they did a major overhaul in just their brand identity and the design work that goes along with that. And they, along with companies like Atlassian, E-Trade, WeChat, are using .design to manage all of their design assets. So when a company wants to, you know, work with them, they know where to go to get their, you know, the fonts, logos, and, you know, how to use their brand information. And that seems like a great use case as well, because, you know, almost every company has those things that they want people to use their, you know, their logo and their brand identity correctly.
Yeah.
So just boom, company name dot design is a great way to do that.
And there are sites using brands using dot design for their content marketing channel as well.
Yes, yes, we've got some great examples there, and I think it kind of overlaps a little bit because, you know, when a company says, "Hey, you know, we're going to be a design first company," and it's a very important piece of what we do, they can do that on a dot design name. So Airbnb is a great example. They've got a bunch of great long form articles, videos, you know, all sorts of stuff, which helps people understand, you know, what they're doing. And as well, a number of these companies bring in design articles that are not necessarily just related to their company, but that are important to their community. I think we have Kohler doing that, maybe Slack, OpenTable. You know, some of these examples, NPR as well.
Yeah, what's NPR doing with a dot design? I mean, we don't often think about design when we're talking about radio.
Right, right. Well, it's a good point because, you know, a lot of these companies you wouldn't, you know, say are necessarily design companies first. Like Airbnb is really, you know, it's a you know, booking your rooms and things like that, and telecom, et cetera. But I think that you know, design is a discipline within the organization and one that they want to promote and make sure that they are sharing what they're doing and why they think design is important. And I think as well, all these guys that are, you know, doing a great job with putting that content on the web are also making themselves attractive to designers who may want to join their organizations.
How did you get these big brands to register .design domains? Because there are hundreds of new top-level domains out there, Ray, but they haven't all been embraced by big brands in the way that yours has.
Yeah, so I wish I could take credit, but we found that it's very hard to contact a larger organization or larger company and say, you guys should really use a .design name. It's easy to say you should grab the name to just protect your trademark, right? And a lot of people will, you know, tons of brands buy names and they just redirect them to their main .com site. But if you call them and say, hey, we want you to actually do something, like put up a site kind of like the ones we're talking about, it's just very hard to get through. And like I found that when you kind of run at them, they kind of back off a little bit. So every single one of these examples has just happened organically. I mean, literally, we've, you know, woken up, come into the office in the morning, and boom, there it was. We can't take credit.
Well, I think what you probably can take credit for is coming up with the is actually applying for dot design in the very first day, Ray. And I think when you and I spoke before, I was impressed by a rather strategic approach, I think, that you had taken to new top level domains. Others, I think, and perhaps others with maybe more resources have taken a scattergun approach. It's interesting to reflect now, isn't it, Ray, on this new emerging sector of a wide range of generic top-level domains and how it has matured. How is it maturing? What have we learned, would you like to speculate?
Yeah, for TLDs in general?
Yeah, yes.
So
yes, and perhaps perhaps the fact that really there has been a spreading out of the field, hasn't there? And some are clearly more successful than others. I think, first of all, what I would have to say is that I think that that your choice of domains to pursue originally was very, very good. .design is very good. .wiki Thank and you. .inc, very good as well. And .design, definitely, I think, coming back to what you were saying, it sells itself. And I think it has sold itself because it is inherently a very, very good top-level domain.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I mean, I've always loved design, and I think that It's a big category, and design is one that I think has done a little better for a few reasons. One, it's because it does stand alone, so there's nothing kind of around it. You could say, well, you know, like .art's a great extension too, but it's really different. I mean, art and design are different as well as style, et cetera. So the for us, We thought design would be great because it is something that is important to so many companies, larger ones like we're talking about, but it's also the primary profession that a lot of people would call themselves designers, you know, whether they're interior designers, graphic designers, landscape architects, jewelry designers. There's just tons of different disciplines where they would fundamentally say, hey, I love design. I love the way things, you know, look, feel, and I like designing for usability. So those are kind of all the reasons we thought design would be a great extension. In fact, you know, we named our company Top Level Design before we had it. So I always laugh when people say, oh, wow, that's so interesting that you know, put all that effort into getting .design. And I have to remind them that we pretty much telegraphed that beforehand with our naming strategy. But in terms of like your question about how the industry has gone in general, I think it's taking longer to get adoption than maybe, you know, some people or many of us in the industry who were very exuberant about the whole, you know, release of new domain extensions were 5 years ago. And that said, there were so many cool ideas and, you know, different fun extensions that were registered. And of course, some have done really well and some, you know, just haven't gotten as far. I think a lot of it has to do with marketing. Of course, you can, I think the Dot Club folks have shown us that, you know, you can put a fair amount of effort behind really getting your brand out there, and that affects your adoption very well. And then there are other examples where the name is just intrinsically, it just works. And, you know, besides .design, there's plenty of other examples where it just totally makes sense for that extension, whether it's a, you know, large kind of like .blog, which makes sense for a lot of people, or whether it's more narrow like a .dentist or .church. There may not be as much audience, but it's clearly the right TLD, you know, for those groups. I think those will continue to have solid adoption. And of course, usage is the thing we all look for the most, because that, I mean, what better way to get your name out there than, you know, to have someone else use it. And that's what's so great about our industry is that, you know, once you sell one to someone, they're basically, you know, they're advertising for you forever afterwards.
Yeah. So Top Level Design, that's your company, Raymond. What have you got? You have .design is probably the best known of yours.
Sure.
You have two others that are active at the moment. That's .inc and .wiki. How are they going?
Yeah. They're going fine. You know, we released both of them before .design.
Yeah.
And they are smaller niches. So .inc is aimed at several different audiences, the tattoo audience, writers and bloggers, people who sell ink, and people who artists who may use ink creatively. So we've actually found, interestingly, that writers and bloggers are probably our number one audience for .ink. Even though I think last time we talked, we thought it was going to really be the tattoo industry. And those guys certainly do use .ink, but it hasn't. They haven't been as quick to adopt. I think they're technically a little bit. They just use Instagram a lot, whereas writers and bloggers are, by definition, if you want to get your stuff out there, it's just a website, such a natural way to do it. So .ink has done well in those areas. It also has quite a bit of adoption in China, so we've seen. I think just because it's short and easy to pronounce, and ink is very much part of Chinese culture with calligraphy and all that stuff. It feels good out there, so it's got higher numbers. So we've sold, I think, 42,000 or so .ink names. Wiki has good adoption as well, and I think we've got 17,000 or so names sold for .wiki. And that's mainly for folks who are building collaborative websites. There are a lot fewer people who build wikis than those who build blogs. So I think that it's just a smaller audience. It's a little more. It's just a little more work to to put a wiki in place. A little more thinking. But there are some. It's a great way to build a content site.
And what are the numbers for dot design, Ray?
We've sold 72,000 dot design names.
Wow, that's pretty good now. And in as you say, a much shorter time than with dot ink or dot wiki.
Yeah, it's much more broad. I mean, it's not like uber generic, because it is still a niche. But like I said before, it's multiple niches in one. So like a graphic designer or an interior designer, might think they're in totally different industries, and they are. But from our perspective, they're all designers.
Yeah, yeah.
So dot design's like, it's like 5 or 10 TLDs in one.
And as you say, those big brands help to sell it, help to get you recognition and brand recognition for dot design, for the top level domain.
Yeah.
And
we're super excited about those big brands. And I think it also speaks well for, for the industry as a whole, because all those sites are fully functioning sites using a name that has meaning to accomplish something important, which is connecting with their design communities. And that's how new TLDs should be used by larger companies.
Not merely as defensive registrations or that.
Correct. Yeah. And that's where... Right. So we got to get brands out of the mindset like, you've got these defensive registrations now, go use them, put them to good use, help your users find the right content easily.
You're listening to the Black Knight Podcast, and that was Raymond King, CEO of Top Level Design. That's the company behind the .design, .ink and .wiki domain registries. They've put out a report about how some big brands are using .design domain names. We'll put a link to that report up on blackknight.blog, along with a bit of a blurb about all this week's episode. Blackknight.blog is full of stuff like that, and you can find these podcast episodes at blackknight.blog/podcast. You'll also get the link there to subscribe to the feed for future episodes. Black Knight is Ireland's number one provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services, and we're celebrating this week because we've announced that we've joined Guaranteed Irish, the organisation which has been a mark of quality for over 40 years and represents companies like ourselves that provide quality jobs, support local communities and are committed to Irish provenance. Bemidirash galua le agron eladan bad krelisha, gudishin, wimsha, konam winachon, slon, agus benacht.